This is Living the RV Dream, episode 59 for Friday, June 8th, 2018.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers, and welcome to another edition of the podcast, the Free in My RV show. And today we are truly free. You're not gonna believe where I'm recording this episode. I am above the Arctic Circle here in the Lapland, Finland, and I found this boondocking spot. There's this app. If you ever boondocking here in Europe, it's called the Park for Night. I mean, and some of the description of the sites are in French or Italian, some are in English, but I found this boondocking spot next to this lake, and this is fantastic. It is right now 9 p.m. on Thursday, which is yesterday for you, and I'm looking at the midnight sun. We're going to have the midnight sun coming over the lake, and it is beautiful. But let me tell you how we got here. This started on June 1st. I can't believe it's been a week already since we've been here. By the way, today is going to be a little bit of a different episode. I'm not going to follow any structure. I'm just going to, you know, let you know what we've done. It's been a wonderful trip so far. So I'm not going to have any mail or voicemail. I haven't been able to check a lot of that stuff, because I have I have either been, you know, walking around the foreign city or driving, and well, that's that. Let me tell you, we left from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and of course, you know, nowadays it is more than the rule than the exception that flights are usually delayed, and our flight to Norway was delayed. We were flying to Helsinki, Finland, with a layover in Oslo, Norway. And what happened? We lost our connecting flight from Oslo to Helsinki. So that was that. So, you know, Norwegian, you know, they paid for one night accommodations in Oslo. And the next flight was the following day in the afternoon. So we said, you know what, the heck, let's just tour Oslo a little bit. You know, that wasn't in the plans, but it's a great city. And there were a couple of things that I wanted to see in Oslo anyways. They have a couple of museums, and I had to go mini-mini-mo and choose one of the three museums that I wanted to see. There's the Vikings Museum, and there's another important one, but the one I was really interested in was the Kon-Tiki Museum, which was this guy named Thor, and he wanted to prove that either the South American Native Americans or the Polynesians, you know, that they came from the same route, I guess, you know, that they were able to navigate the Pacific Ocean in those rudimentary boats. So he made a boat. He went, I think, to Peru, and he built this boat with the same technology that these ancient people would have had back then, and he was able to make the trip. And well, they have the original. It's like it's more than a boat. It's like a raft, and it's called the Kon-Tiki. And if you ever visit Oslo, it's for me, it was almost a bucket list destination, because I had read and so much about this trip on the Kon-Tiki from South America to the South Pacific. Another thing that we did, there's this park, and the name escapes me right now. I should Google it. But anyways, it's a park that has a bunch of statues. And the main thing about the park is that the sculptor dedicated his whole life to sculpting these sculptures throughout the park. It's a very big park, and it happened to be also one of the hottest days of the year so far in Norway. So everybody was out. It was like a beach almost. A bunch of people were out, you know, in the sun, you know, on the grass, and a bunch of tourists. I mean, we were by far not the only tourists here. A lot of tourists from Asia, it looks like. And anyways, this park has a bunch of statues, and it's very nice. And in the center of the park, there's like this totem pole, which is surrounded by sculptures. And the totem pole itself is a sculpture with a I don't know the exact meaning at this moment, but it's a bunch of people like climbing this totem pole or something like that. Anyways, we really liked Oslo. We were only there for like 4 hours. And there's a train that goes from the airport to downtown. It's only 20-minute ride, and the train comes about 10 to 20 minutes apart. So it was a very good connection. Then we came into Helsinki, and we spent our first day here in Helsinki. I'm not there in Helsinki at this point. Our friend Petri, a while ago he told me, if you ever come to Finland, I will give you a motorhome. You know, he has a motorhome rental place. It's called Savonia Caravan. SavoniaCaravan.com. I'll put a link in the description. And he waited for us at the airport. He took us to get some supplies, and then we went to get the caravan, I guess the motorhome, which is a European style motorhome. And if you want to see it, the day before yesterday, on Wednesday, I posted a video with a walking tour of this RV. It's quite nice. There are certain differences with what we're used to. Some things are better. Some things are not as comfortable. You know, it's different, and there's also always a learning curve and a little bit of adaptation that you have to go through, but. Anyway, we went to pick it up. Then we went to this campground, the one closest to downtown Helsinki. And this campground is called Rastila. And it's like 20 minutes away from downtown Helsinki by train. Helsinki has a great public transport system, at least in the central area. So one of the first differences that we found between American campgrounds and European campgrounds, over here they don't have full hookups. The only amenity that you would have on your own site is electrical, and then there's a dump station for your cassette toilet. Yes, cassette toilet, no black water tank. And then there's another dump station for the gray water, which is basically just a hole on the ground sometimes, or like a drain, and there's no hose. You just park your RV on top of that drain and open the valve, and the water comes out, and that's all there is to it. The cassette toilet is a little more involved because it's a toilet, but what you do, you take it out, you take out the tank. Is I think it's like a 5-gallon tank, a 20-liter, I think, and it has wheels. You pull it, you roll it. It's like a rolling carry-on luggage almost, and you take it to this station. Some places are just a hole on the ground. Some places are like a kitchen sink kind of thing. It is, or like an oversized toilet, if you will. And then you take out you point the pipe down the hole and open it up, and out it goes. And then there's usually some kind of system to rinse the stuff. Anyway, I don't want to talk about unpleasant subjects, but there's a little bit of a learning curve, especially when you don't understand the language. That's also a challenge sometimes. Another main difference in European RVs, there's no city water connection. Since you don't have a water connection at your site, there's no need for the RV to have a city water connection. All you have is the gravity feel for your tank. So you're always depending on your tank and the water pump. That's the other difference. No sewer connection, no city water. As I said, on that second day of our trip, we toured the capital city here of Finland, Helsinki. It's a beautiful capital. It has a central cathedral in the middle of town, and it's very much a European city. And we bought an all day ticket. for €9, and that takes you, that it takes care of buses, all the, you know, the metro, like the subway, you would say, all the trains and the boats. And we took a boat to this island. It's called Suomalinna, and there's a fortress, and it was a very nice ride. I mean, you can do a lot of things in the island. There's an old church, there's a town, there's a, and you know, shops and museums, but most of, we did it mostly for the boat trip, and it's a beautiful trip on a boat from downtown to that island. And then we went to a couple of other places in Helsinki. There's this church built inside a rock, and they were having like a concert rehearsal, which was really cool to witness. And we went to another chapel that is in the middle of a busy square in downtown, and it's called the Chapel of Silence, because it offers a respite from you know, from all the hustle and bustle of the city. And by the way, I'm telling you this from memory, so some things might escape my memory, and I'll mention them in a future episode of the podcast. And of course, in about a month, you're gonna see the video of this whole trip. And then on the next day, after we toured Helsinki, we went to a rooftop bar. We did a bunch of stuff. We ate some typical food, you know, reindeer and lamb, and well, I'll post a picture at some point. And then we started our journey north, and we went to Varkaus, which is where my host lives, and that's we stayed there for one night. He took us out to dinner. The best hamburgers, I'm not gonna say the best, but it's probably one of the best hamburgers we've ever had right here in Finland. Incredible! At this restaurant, it's inside a hotel called the Oscar Hotel. Very good burgers. You should check it out if you ever make it this far. And then was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? I'm losing track of time here. It's a blur. But I'm really getting used to driving this motorhome. We started driving north because we want to drive. We want to go to the northernmost point on the planet, basically, where you can drive, and it's called the Nord Cap or the North Cape, and it's in Norway, in neighboring Norway. So that's where we're going tomorrow. So today we just crossed the Arctic Circle, I don't know, about 2 or 3 hours ago. And as I say, above the Arctic Circle in this time of the year, even down south, but this time of the year above the Arctic Circle, it never gets dark. So as I said, it right now I'm recording this, is 9:12 p.m. and the sun is out. It's like probably 5 p.m. That's what it feels like. Anyways, I will keep you posted on the next episode. I'm probably also going to record from here because, yeah, for sure the next episode is going to be from here, and I'll give you a more detailed recount of all everything we've done, everything we've ate. Not everything has gone to plan, of course. It never does. It is early in the season here, so we wanted to do a couple of things in Rovaniemi, which is the capital of the Lapland state. And Rovaniemi, there is the birthplace of Santa Claus, or so the legend goes, and they have a like a small town. It's like a Disney-esque tourist trap where you can take a picture with Santa, meet Santa, or send a postcard from here, you know, and they can even time it so the postcard arrives on Christmas Day, like a postcard from Santa. And and right there in this little, it's like a fake little town, the Arctic Circle goes through there, or so they say. So they have a line on the ground with the latitude of the, you know, 66, 32, something or another, and then they have, you know, the name Arctic Circle in all the different languages. Probably all the different languages of the countries that the Arctic Circle goes through, which is the United States, Canada, Russia, Finland, Sweden, and Norway, I believe. And But the thing is that the Arctic Circle, in reality, it moves every year because the Earth is not always rotating at the same angle. It is I read it somewhere that the Arctic Circle is actually drifting north. I don't know how many meters or feet. It's quite a distance. It's I don't know if it's like 100 meters per year shifting north, and. Anyway, but it's a good place to visit, and roughly from this point north on the summer solstice on December 22nd, the sun does not set on that day north of here, and the further north you go, the more days you have where the sun never sets. Anyways, it's a cool place to be at. I'm really enjoying this unique experience, and of course, I want to thank my friend Petri and his company Savonia Caravan for inviting me here to Finland. And of course, tomorrow I'm going to Norway, and eventually I'm making a loop. I'm coming back through Sweden, and anyways, I'll tell you all about it. And that's all I have for you today, And anyways, as always, thank you for listening, and see you on the road, living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle.